everything is a choice. And when you know why you're making that choice, the time and the allocation becomes easier because you want to prioritize it because you know how important it is to you and your future. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Career Confidence Podcast today. It honestly means the world to me. Now, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to let you know about something I have been working on behind the scenes. So as you know from listening, I am writing a book called The Bold Move. And alongside the book, I am also developing something that is really going to help people in this current world of work. Now, what I'm hearing from so many people is there is a lot of uncertainty, there's fear, there's lack of confidence, lack of clarity. People are generally concerned about their careers and what the world is going to look like over the next 5 or 10 years. And no wonder, because stats like 44% of workers are going to have to change careers by 2028, according to the World Economic Forum. 300 million jobs could be impacted by AI globally. And then the fact that, according to LinkedIn, 60% of professionals don't know what their next step should be. It's no surprise that there is a lot of confusion in the market right now. And I really want to do everything in my power to help. So alongside an amazing team, I've created a AI-powered career mentor called Pivotr, spelled P-I-V-O-T-R, pivotr.com. And what this tool is going to give you is everything you need to succeed in this new world of work. Whether you're looking to pivot into a completely different industry, learn AI, and make sure you're staying ahead in your career, pivot up in your current industry, go for that promotion, or even a pivot project, you want to launch your own thing, Pivotr is going to be your career mentor in this new uncertain world of work. It's going to give you that clarity. It will give you that personalized roadmap and break it down into weekly sprints so you know exactly what to do to get you to where you want to be. It's also going to have voice enablement so you can chat to Pivotr anytime you need that little bit of comfort, clarity, certainty. The AI tool and Pivotr is going to be there to support you and guide you every single step of the way. Now, we are only looking for a handful of people to test the product as it's in very, very early stages. So if you'd like to be involved, please go to pivotr.com. We'll make sure that we put it in the show notes and reach out to me if you'd like to know more about the tool I'm creating. But I really, really am looking forward to launching this. And as the listeners of the Career Confidence Podcast, you'll be the first to know when the tool is ready for you. So go to pivotr.com, check it out, pop your name on that early access list. You do not want to miss out on the opportunity to be one of the first to use this. Your feedback is going to be very, very valued and will shape the future of this product. So thank you so much again for tuning in today. And now over to today's episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. Thank you so much for tuning in today, wherever you are in the world. So today I am going to be sharing a bit of a behind the scenes to what's going on in my world at the moment. And the reason I wanted to do this is because I have found myself in a season of navigating some change, striving towards a new goal, learning a new skill, thinking about pivoting into a different industry, starting my own business. And when I was looking for guidance or inspiration or any kind of advice, I was coming across people who had already achieved the goal that they wanted to achieve. I want this podcast to be honest, vulnerable, and a real look behind the scenes into what it really takes to be, I guess, go for your dreams, be successful. It's why I interview so many incredible people throughout the week as well. And from all of these conversations, I really want to showcase that no one's journey looks perfect. No one is getting to the end of their goal or they're achieving what they want to, what they set out to achieve without some battle scars, without some lessons, without some failures along the way. It's all part of the journey. But I am finding myself right smack bang in what I like to call the bold gap or the messy middle right now, where I have started quite a few new things. I know where I want to go. I know what I want to achieve, but I have not achieved it yet and far from achieving it yet. So I'm in this middle part now, the messy middle, where I'm navigating a lot of change, a lot of uncertainty. I'm second guessing myself all the time. I'm definitely feeling imposter syndrome and doubts and worrying about, is this right? Does this sound right? Does this read right? Is this valuable enough? Is this insightful enough? I am in the messy middle, well and truly. So for those of you that follow me on social or have even listened to this podcast for a while now, you'll know that I'm writing a book with Wiley, which is really, really exciting. It's called The Bold Move, How to Build Confidence, Future-Proof Your Career in the Age of AI. I'm writing it because I feel like it is the book that so many career professionals have been asking for. It's certainly going to help people navigate this new era that we're going into where AI is disrupting everything and moving at quite a pace. So I'm writing the book as a response to that to really help people build the foundations to really give them what they need to succeed in this new world of work. And alongside of that, I'm also building Pivotr, an AI career mentor tool, which is going to help upskill you. It's going to give you 7-day skill sprints all across hard and human skills. It's going to be your career coach. You'll be able to talk to it. You'll be able to really almost have like career coaching therapy sessions with the tool. It will give you a very clear defined roadmap because it will understand what you are, where you are currently, where you want to be. So it would be fair to say I'm working on a lot because alongside writing the book and also building this tool with an amazing team, I'm also running my recruitment company, CH Talent Solutions, and that's very demanding of my time as well. And I'm also obviously running this podcast and running Sisterhood Club as well. So there's a lot going on in my life right now. And if you're sitting there thinking, God, Georgie, like, you know, how are you doing all of this? Well, it's... for me right now, it is just all about prioritization. And this is, I guess, the first sort of like lesson that I want to share with you all. I'm a big believer in seasons, and there's going to be seasons in life and chapters in life where we're going to need to level up, where we're going to need to tap in to more energy, where we're going to be really leveling up our skill set. And that's the season I'm in right now. Now, this season looks like very early morning starts. I'm up between 4 and 5 every morning because that's the time that I have to set aside for writing and editing The Bold Move, because I can't do that in the day because I have my recruitment business to run. And then the tool, I'm jumping on with the team on the evenings because the team also work in day jobs as well. So the evenings are kind of spent building Pivotr and getting that product ready. And then I have my weekends, which if I'm honest right now aren't my usual weekends where I'd be out socializing, going for brunch and doing all the fun things that I used to do. I'm spending a lot more time inside the home working. And a lot of people would maybe listen to that and think I'm a workaholic. And look, there's no denying I feel like work gives me a lot of fulfillment and purpose, but I'm very driven at the moment by the mission, by my why, of why I want to do this. And I generally want to help as many people as possible during this time. And I also remind myself every single day that it's a choice. And if I wake up one day and I decide, you know what, I actually do feel like I need to have an extra bit of sleep right now, I'll honor that. And I will go back to sleep and I will prioritize my health, because one good thing that I have learned from launching multiple businesses and setting some quite big goals throughout my lifetime is that I didn't used to prioritize my health. I didn't used to prioritize my well-being, and I did almost exhaust myself in the process. So I know the early warning signs. I know when I'm burning the candle at both ends, and I'll pull back and I'll give myself the lion that I need, the break that I need, the reset that I need. So don't worry, everyone. I'm not going to burn out. I'm not going to collapse on a heap on the floor. I'm very, very attuned to my mind and my body and what it needs, and definitely giving it and myself the grace required if I need to take breaks, which I am. But I am feeling really fueled and I am feeling really energized right now because I'm so motivated by this mission. And I think that going back to what I was saying at the start is that when you're in these seasons where you're working on something that excites you, where you feel like you're working on something that's bigger than yourself, you tap into a different energy source. Like, I can't really explain it. Maybe you feel that way right now. Maybe you're working on something that feels really exciting and aligned, and you just have a different sense of energy during these times. So I think that's a really key lesson, is that when we enter these seasons where life becomes quite full, we've got lots on our plate, we maybe think that, oh, this is going to go on forever. And the reality is it won't. Like, the book's got a deadline, so that is almost completed now. So probably got another month or two of editing and getting that ready to go to press, where they'll make it actually into a book. And then that will be kind of like a bit of a breather there until obviously it's launched. And then I have to go into a whole marketing campaign, but there's going to be a break from that. The tool is requiring a bit more of my time right now because we're really getting it ready for beta testers. So we want people to come in, use it. So that's going to require a bit more of my time. And then Seated Solutions is just obviously my main source of income, my main business. So that obviously takes priority week to week. But I also know this is not going to be going on forever, right? Like, I know that this is a season I'm in, I'm busy, my weeks are full, but it all comes down to prioritization. It all comes down to time and energy management. So this is a really, really big key lesson. I didn't understand this to begin with. I tried to do everything all at once and worked super late and didn't really prioritize anything. And then my mind got so busy with all the conflicting priorities that was going on. So instead of trying to do everything all at once, when I'm in C8 Solutions, I will be in C8 Solutions. When I'm in Pivotr, I will be 100% in Pivotr. When I'm writing, I will be 100% writing. When I'm with my friends and socializing, I will be 100% with my friends and socializing. When I'm having a break, I will leave my phone, my laptop, everything out of sight, and I will take the break. When I'm with my husband, I'll be fully present with my husband. Where I've gone wrong in the past is that I've tried to be all in on everything all at the same time. I've been doing recruitment stuff whilst thinking about stuff for the book, or I've been, you know, with my husband while still thinking about work. What I'm getting better at is parking things, putting things in a box, scheduling it onto my calendar, color coordinating it to being like, that's when I'm doing that. That's when I'm doing that. And when I'm doing that, I don't think about that. If I have an idea that pops into my mind at the time, I'll write it down and then come back to the task at hand. This is such an important lesson that I've learned throughout my life, is that when we've got conflicting priorities, we need to make sure that we time block the time. And if a thought comes up that we're not supposed to be thinking about, we park it, we make a note, and we save it for later. But this is where time management has become increasingly important in my life. And again, I don't think this gets spoken about enough, the importance of time blocking, the importance of structuring your days to make sure that you're as efficient as possible, and then having boundaries with it. Like, I can't just write all day, even if I wanted to do that, because I have other commitments to make. So at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, my laptop gets shut on the book. I'll go for a walk around the block. I'll go for a run or do some movement, because that's really, really important to me. I want to make sure that I'm prioritizing my mental and physical well-being. So before I start my day in my recruitment business, I will have done some movement. I will have set my intentions. So then I show up for the team in as the best version of me. But final point on this before I move on to the next point that I want to make is that I think that when successful people who have quote unquote made it, say, you know, talk about work-life balance, I am a big advocate for living the life that feels true to you and your values, and living a life that's aligned with your values. And if your value is balance or freedom or flexibility or family, then no, you wouldn't want to be living my life right now. But I do think that if you want to achieve anything in life that feels like a bit of a bold move, that feels like that's important to you, you are going to have to prioritize it. And you might have to, more than likely, not 10 times, have to make a few sacrifices along the way. And I don't think that gets discussed enough. And I would never want to sit here and say, yeah, you can have it all. You can go out on weekends and you can do this and you can do that. And you can have your weekends, your evenings, and you can binge watch Netflix and your favorite shows and do this and do this. The reality is you can't. So you have to get really, really good at time management, prioritization, and connecting that to a why. Why are you doing this? Because like I said, everything is a choice. And when you know why you're making that choice, the time and the allocation becomes easier because you want to prioritize it because you know how important it is to you and your future. So anytime you're about to enter the messy middle, anytime you're about to step up or step into something new, it's going to require you to get really, really good at managing your time, managing your energy, looking after yourself in the process, but also understanding that sacrifices might have to be made along the way. And you have to be prepared to enter that season with that mindset. Because if you enter that season of growth and expansion with the same mindset that you've had in the past of, I want to just keep my weekends free and go out for brunch every Saturday, you're going to come up against resistance. And all of a sudden, the goals that you had, the ambitions that you have are slowly going to slip away because you're not prioritizing them. You haven't identified why you want to do that thing. So that's a really key piece in it all. So I'm very, very anchored every single day into my why I want to do something, why this is important to me, which is then easier for me to prioritize it. So that's really, really key. The second point that I want to make is that none of this is glamorous. You know, I think that the key thing that I always laugh about is that, you know, I used to do this a lot. I used to compare myself to everybody else's version of success, or, you know, see the tip of the iceberg when someone had made it, launched that company, or, you know, created that product or done something that I maybe wanted to do in my life. And I would just see the tip of the iceberg. But what I didn't see is all behind the scenes, all of the work that actually took to get to that point. And the work is not glamorous. It is the early mornings. It is the late nights. It is the weekends. And it's not always fun. It's not always like, oh, yes, I don't probably wake up every single day at 4 a.m. completely bouncing out of bed with energy. But I know it's important. And that's what I mean about it's not glamorous. But I also know that I want to really enjoy the journey. So every day, again, I remind myself of my why. I remind myself this is a choice. And I know that in 2 or 3 or 4 years' time, I'll look back at this moment in my life right now with really, really fond memories. Have you ever done that when you've like, when you're going through a bit of a struggle or, you know, a change, and you look back and you go, but you know what? I learned and I grew so much through that. And I know that older me, more wiser me is going to look back at me now. And hopefully, if I get this right, thank me for the effort and the energy that I put in. And I want to make my older, wiser version of me really, really proud. I want that version of me to look back at the version of me now and be proud of younger Georgie. So that's who I want to impress. That's who I want to look up to, is the wiser, more assured, more confident, more successful version of me. And I know it's what I choose to do every single day, the unglamorous work behind the scenes of what it actually takes to get to that end result. So that could also be rewriting a chapter for the third or fourth time because I don't think I've nailed it. That could be going back to the drawing board with Pivotr because we haven't got the onboarding process right yet. It's not asking the right questions. The AI tool's not creating the right roadmap. It's doing the work, and it is not fun sometimes. It is infuriating at times. And you just go, oh God, this is so hard. And then it's again, coming back to the strong why, reminding myself this is a season, that I'm choosing this, that I don't have to do this. I could stop this right now. But this is also where all the growth comes from. So anytime you enter the messy middle, anytime you enter the bold gap where you're working towards the future version of you, whether it's a goal, whether it's a new promotion, whether it's a project, whatever you are working towards, you are entering a period of your life where you are going to come up against yourself. You're going to have to make some sacrifices. You're going to have to do some unglamorous work behind the scenes where no one's clapping for you every day. No one's there clapping me when I wake up in the morning. No one's cheering me on when I'm working late at night. No one's giving me a pat on the back at weekends saying, great job, Georgie. I'm doing it all off my own back. And that is really, really important to remember. Okay. And I think it's a Tony Robbins quote that says, you will be rewarded in public for the work you do in private. And that is sticking with me now so much, because I know that when the book comes out, when the tool comes out, if we keep giving an incredible service to our recruitment company, if I keep showing up on this podcast, the rewards will come. But it's what I choose to do every single day. And it's the unglamorous work that counts. And that's what leads to success. So that's a really key lesson that I want to share with you when you're entering the messy middle. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be glamorous. And it's not going to be fun. But it's also where all of the growth comes from. And you really start to learn so much about yourself. And that in itself is incredibly rewarding. The third point is, and I used to do this a lot, I used to wait for the perfect time or wait for permission, or, you know, even if I reflect back to when I first had the idea of writing the book at the right at the beginning of the year, I shut it down straight away. Nope, not the perfect time now. I am too full. My weeks already are busy enough. I don't need anything else on my plate. But now that I'm in it, I'm so pleased that I am taking the action and I'm so pleased that I'm doing it. But it is so easy when we get these ideas to just shut it down and find all of the excuses as to why we can't do that. We don't have time. We're too busy. We're maximized. We've got too many other commitments. Well, I'm here to say that waiting until you feel ready, saying one day, someday, tomorrow, those days aren't ever going to come, right? Like, how many times have you had an idea that you have wanted to execute on, but you've told yourself a story of, oh, I just don't have time, or I'm not ready yet, or I'll go and do that qualification or that course over there before I do it, or I need to learn more about this before I start that, right? And I'm here to say, don't wait. You need to do, you need to act, okay? So for me, when I started thinking about the book, I sat down and I thought, okay, I've got this idea. What does it look like if I was to really structure it out? Just get the idea from my mind onto paper. And when I actually saw it written out, the structure I wanted, the ideas I wanted to write about, all of the frameworks, all of the tools, the lessons, the stories from my own life and the podcast guests, all of a sudden I felt this surge of excitement and nerves and everything else in between. And I thought, I've got to do it. Same as the AI tool that I'm building. Again, no one's given me permission. No one's validating this. No one's saying, good idea, good job. I'm just doing it. I'm not waiting for the perfect day, week, month. I'm not waiting for permission or to someone to say, that's a great idea. I'm going for it. And that's such a key piece, is that we can't wait. We can't just think, oh yeah, I'll get to that tomorrow, or I'll learn that tool one day. Like, one day might never come. And in this new world that we're entering into, where things are changing so quick, you don't have the luxury of tons of time. Like, all of the stats are saying that so many people, millions of people, in fact, of career workers are going to have to upskill into AI. So if you're waiting for the perfect day, moment, or you're waiting for permission, or you're waiting for your employer to say, hey, Sally, you need to go and learn AI, you need to become more AI literate, you're already behind. The people who are going to get ahead in this new era and in this new AI world are going to be the ones that adopt this technology, learn this technology, not in a month's time, not in 3 months' time, not in a year's time, now. You need to act now. You don't wait to feel ready. You don't wait until for the perfect time. You don't wait until life starts to get less busy. Life is not going to get any less busy, let's be honest, right? And I knew that. I did know at the start of year, when I shut it down to start with, that life wasn't going to get any less busy for me. Like, it was only going to get busier as the year went on. In fact, January is often the quietest time in a recruitment business because it's summer in Australia and everyone wants to be on the beach. So it was actually the perfect time, if anything, to start down and sit down and write the book. But my point being is, don't wait. If you keep saying one day, someday, tomorrow, that day will never come, and you'll wake up one day, walk into your place of work and be told that there's a redundancy coming and your job's gone, right? So you need to act. And I'm not just saying that to put fear in you. I'm saying that to help you see what's coming. I'm hearing it every single day from the clients that I'm working with. And I want you to be ahead of this. I want every single person that listens to this podcast to be setting themselves up for success, not tomorrow, not someday, not one day, but now. Okay. So that's why I'm stressing that point so much. The fourth point is that you don't wait to feel confident. Courage comes first, then comes confidence. And in my own life, and from speaking to a lot of career professionals that I would say are confident, are sure of themselves, they haven't waited until they felt ready. They have acted despite how they felt. They've acted despite feeling fear, despite feeling imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome never goes away. Imposter syndrome is going to come up all the time. And usually, and I can speak from my own experience here, it's going to come when you're about to step into the unknown, when you're in the messy middle. That's when the inner critic, that's when imposter syndrome, that's when that noise in your head is going to go off. Okay, it's been happening to me more and more. Especially right now, like it's happening on a daily basis, but gratefully I've got some tools in my toolbox that can quickly identify, oh, that's a limiting thought. I've named my inner critic. Her name's Sue. That's Sue. She's trying to keep me small. Thanks, Sue. Not today. I've got this. Okay. So I'm creating distance from the negative thoughts. And then I'm acting. I'm taking the action. I'm doing the thing. I'm writing the chapter. I'm putting pen to paper. I'm jumping on the call with the developers. I'm executing on things I need to execute on. And that is building competence, which leads to confidence. So this is a really, really big piece that I think people miss so much. You're not going to feel confident sitting on the sideline of your own life, waiting for permission or waiting for the right time. You're going to build confidence by taking the action, by doing the thing, because again, it builds trust within yourself. I've said that a number of times in the podcast, and I think that is the biggest thing you can do for yourself right now, building that trust, building that connection with yourself. I can't tell you how powerful that has been throughout my career. So don't wait to feel confident. Confidence comes from the moment you have courage to take the first step. And then the final thing that I will say that's, I think, a really big thing whenever I've entered the bold gap, the messy middle, the unknown, is that you're not going to have the perfect defined roadmap. Like, you might have a few next steps, or you might have a rough idea of what you want, but you're going to gain more clarity the more you take the action. And this has been something that has come up so much for me throughout my career. I haven't always had the goal or the outcome completely and utterly defined. And I think it's becoming increasingly more difficult to do this, especially now, because we actually don't know what's around the corner. Like, every single day I'm logging on to my Twitter feed or my LinkedIn feed, or just going on to, you know, ChatGPT or Google. There's a brand new tool come out. There's a new way of doing something. You can't keep up with it. It's moving too fast. So if I waited around for things to get a bit clearer, or maybe to think, oh, I'll wait until I've really got all this mapped out, I've really got a strong business plan for Pivoter, and like, I would be waiting a long, long time. So don't wait until you have everything crystal clear. And for somebody that used to be a bit of a perfectionist, this has been quite challenging, because I am having to lean into the fact that I've got to make progress, not perfection. And as long as I take the right action every day, progress will be made, and that will lead to great things. So that is my ramble today, my thoughts that I've been thinking about. How can I help anyone that's going on a bit of a journey right now, a journey of just self-discovery, maybe got an idea that they've been sitting with for a while. Maybe they're in the messy middle, maybe they're in the middle of a career pivot, or they're thinking about their next move. Understand that it's never going to be easy. And arguably, it's going to be some of the most shaky and confronting grounds that you will ever walk on. And I'm walking it right now side by side with you. And I know it feels scary. It feels unknown. It feels messy. You're questioning everything. You're unsure. But all I would say is just keep going. Keep on taking the next step. Keep on learning. Keep on acquiring new skills. Keep having conversations. Use the AI tools that are out there. Come and sign up for Pivotr. Speak to the AI tool. Understand how to use AI. Jump onto other platforms like Copilot, Gemini, ChatGPT, Claude. Like, there's so many AI tools out there. Start interacting with it. Ask it questions about what could be my next step. This is my goal. This is what I want to achieve. Like, can you help me achieve it? Can you give me the next step? So, you know, there's never been a time in history before where we've had super intelligence at our fingertips. Like, it doesn't matter what our IQ is now. We have access to so much incredible intelligence. Use it. If you're feeling stuck right now, use the tools that are out there. Keep on learning, keep on listening, keep on being curious, and understand that learning now is an ongoing skill. It's not something that you just go and do in school or the early years of your career. Learning is something you're going to have to do, constantly do throughout your life and your career now if you want to stay relevant. But we're all entering the messy middle. We're all entering the unknown. We're all doing this together. So let's support one another and let's just keep on showing up the best that we can be and know that it's not going to be easy. It's going to be messy, but there's so much growth and opportunity out there at the moment for those that are bold enough to take those risks, back themselves, feel the fear and go for it anyway. And that is what I'm doing. Don't ever think that I've got everything figured out or I know what I'm doing or I don't doubt myself. I'm doubting myself every day, but I'm showing up regardless and I'm taking the right action, what I think is the right action anyway. And I am executing on one thing every single day. And that's what I want for you. And if you keep doing that, you will make progress. You will move the needle forward and you will eventually one day get to your end result. And it might not take as long as you think. It might end up happening sooner for you. And that would be amazing. But just understand that anytime you enter the unknown, you're going to come up against yourself. It's not going to be easy and you've got to be prepared for what's coming. So that is today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're in a season of transition right now, if you're in the bold gap, the messy middle, you're learning something new, launching something brand new, navigating a career change, reach out to me. I love hearing from my podcast listeners and really getting to know the community. And I'm having so many amazing conversations and hopefully I'll be speaking to you personally soon. We've already had hundreds of people sign up for the early access of Pivotr, which has just been amazing to watch. So many people want this product. So if that's you, please put your name in the early access list and I will be in contact very soon and we'll be getting people using this tool and I can't wait to hear your feedback. So anyway, that's today's episode. Have an amazing week wherever you are and I will speak to you again very soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.